Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Tata Coffee Q4 FY23 results conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aniruddha Joshi from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Vikram. On behalf of ICICI Securities, we welcome you all to Q4 FY23 results conference call of Tata Coffee Limited. We have with us today Mr. Jacko Thomas, Managing Director and CEO, and Mr. K. Venkataraman, Executive Director, Finance and CFO. Now I hand over the call to the management team for their initial comments on quarterly performance, and then we will open the floor for question and answer session. Thanks, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Aniruddha. Good morning, everyone. This is Jacko here. Thank you for attending today's call. Before I update you on the business performance, I thought I'll share some market conditions that we encountered during the quarter. Primarily, Arabica prices have softened due to increased availability. On the other hand, Robusta prices have remained firm and if not little, you know, bullish on account of reduced availability globally and especially from India. On the general market dynamics has been varying across most geographies, especially around instant coffee. Despite the market-related challenges that we have had, we came out with a fairly good performance during the quarter, and we've consolidated our presence in the MENA region. We had a noteworthy performance in Russia. Similarly, our green coffee sales were also pretty impressive, and we actually managed record sales for the season. While challenges like increasing input costs and low price expectancy across key markets have played a critical role in the business performance, these impacts and challenges were partially mitigated by the ongoing cost optimization efforts and productivity projects across locations. I think it's also a testament to the fact that we are running our plants, the instant coffee plants at near peak capacity at the moment. Moving on to the financial performance. On the standalone quarterly performance, the revenue from operations were up 13% compared to the same quarter of the previous year. That is, 257 crores versus 227 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. This is primarily higher due to the higher revenues from instant coffee and the plantation operations, largely driven by product mix and higher price realization. The quarterly standalone PAT was also 16.33% up compared to the same period in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. The effective implementation of our twin marketing strategies, that is differentiation and disintermediation, have largely supported these performances. On the standalone year performance, I think again, a good year. Revenue from operations were up 25% compared to the previous year at 1,023 crores versus 817 crores. The noteworthy performances were actually, as I mentioned earlier, record green coffee sales and excellent instant coffee sale performance from all three plants. The yearly standalone PAT was at 231 crores, significantly higher compared to the previous year. This of course was also on account of one-time profit on sale of property. On the consolidated results, the revenue from operations for quarter four was at 723 crores. That is a 10% increase over quarter four of previous year. For the year at 2,850 crores, up 20.59% compared to the previous year. due to higher realizations across all businesses and primarily around better product mixes and and largely driven by our instant coffee performance from all our factories. The profit for the quarter is also higher for the year at 321 crores. The operating performance of 8 o'clock was impacted by low volumes and slightly higher input costs for the quarter. Overall, the quarter and the year has been pretty satisfying, especially considering this challenging situation that we encountered during the course of the year. I'll now request Venkat to take you through the financial performance for the quarter and the year. Over to you, Venkat.
Thanks, Chaco. So as Chaco has summarized, we had a decent quarter and a very good yearly performance. For the quarter standalone, the total income was higher by around 14%. As Chaco mentioned, we have had a good performance in the plantations, so especially on driven by the coffee segment. We did have some challenge around tea. We continue to have challenges around tea because of the pest and disease, and we are hopeful that we will find some solutions to it. The management is putting a lot of efforts. This primarily in the tea plantations of at Anamalais. On the plantation business, as I mentioned, there has been a little bit of challenge on the Robusta crop in line with whatever is happening in India per se. But overall, still due to improved prices and our Arabica production was also good, so there was no issues, and the plantation overall for the year has done well. On instant coffee, as mentioned, they had a good quarter. For the quarter, around 17% increase is there, and across both Vietnam and India. The Tata Coffee Vietnam continues to be reporting strong numbers and improving year on year. On the 8 o'clock side, as we mentioned, they have a lower bag volume sales, and also there have been impact on account of higher coffee prices. Hopefully, as the prices kind of ease, the performance of 8 o'clock will improve. And we also had one-time profit on sale in the quarter two, which was reported, which is also aiding the overall numbers for the year. And lastly, the company has also declared a higher dividend of 300%, 3 rupees per share, compared to the 200%, the 2 rupees per share, which was announced in the previous year. With this, I hand over the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star followed by 1 on your touchtone phone now. Take our first question from the line of Yash Bhandari with Neo Markets. Please go ahead. Mr. Yash Bhandari, your line is unmuted. Please go and ask your question. If you have muted yourself, please unmute on your device.
Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Congratulations for your good results.
Good morning.
I want to know the clarity on the timeline of the merger completion, when you are expecting to merger to complete, and what are the pending approvals?
Yeah, okay. So, as you know, both the approvals are pending at the NCLT Calcutta bench for Tata Consumer and the Bangalore bench for Tata Coffee. The shareholders' approval has already been obtained by both the companies. We are now awaiting for the second motion petition hearing from NCLT, both Calcutta and Bangalore. And something which is not beyond our control in terms of when the hearings take place and the orders. But we our own expectation kind of estimation is that in the next about around 3 months, we should be through with the merger. That's what our sort of, you know, our estimation is. But of course, it will depend on the NCLT benches in Calcutta and Bangalore, which we are, you know, following up through the advocates on record.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone phone now. Take the next question from the line of Varun from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my question is, if you can share any update on Tata Coffee brand. So, I mean, are we seeing relative success over there?
So the Tata Coffee Grand, you know, packing and supplying to Tata consumer. So I think it's best that this question is answered at the Tata consumer analyst meeting, because we are seeing definitely improved franchise, improved sales. But obviously, the more details in terms of will be better answered by Tata consumer.
Okay. So, sir. And sir, my second question is on if you can share any update on the Vietnam.
Yeah, so Vietnam, the plant, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, is actually running at 100% capacity, peak capacity actually. The order book, last year the orders as well as the completion of the same were phenomenally good. The performance was excellent from Vietnam. As we stand, our order books again are looking extremely good and encouraging. So Vietnam on the whole is a very satisfying experience for all of us.
Sure, understood, sir. Thank you very much, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on your touchtone phone now. We take the next question from the line of Bhavya Sonawala from Samasa Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to know what is our outlook on instant coffee and how does the whole industry look? Just wanted to know what are we thinking in terms of instant coffee with Tata Coffee and condensing.
So instant coffee, the demand what we are seeing is about 2.5% growth. So it is, the instant coffee continues to be strong. There are no issues. So as we see, of course, as you are aware, we have all the three variants of spray, aglo, and freeze. So as of now, we are finding strong demand for freeze. There is no, our capacities are full, as Chaku mentioned about Vietnam as well as in India also, we are running full. And of course, the Russia bit of it is, but Russia, we are still, there is no issues at all. We have got good traction in Russia. What we are seeing is only some slowness in the pickups in certain geographies like Africa, which was impacted by higher, coffee costs and packing materials, inflation and all that, which are slowly, we are seeing green shoots there as well. So the instant coffee demand overall looks strong, and we are very, very kind of, our order book is full. So we are quite, pleased with the performance.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you. That'll be really good. Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, participants may press star 1. We take the next question from the line of Dhiral from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So how are the prices of Robusta coffee currently?
Yeah, so Robusta is trending pretty well. It's around $2,400 per ton. It's 11-year high also. So it is also largely a function of a crop shortage as far as the process is concerned. So that's where it is at the moment. It's fairly good. Very good.
So, sir, on a YOY basis, how is the price increment, sir?
So, about a year back, we would be talking about Robusta being in the mid-1900s or early 1900s. It's moved to about $2,400. So about 10, 15, 20% higher than what it was a year back.
And sir, do you think these prices will remain at current level, or do you think it may ease down a little bit?
So it's a very difficult question to answer. I would leave it at saying that there is definitely stress as far as availability of robusta is concerned. That's pretty clear. But there are obviously the large robusta producers like Vietnam and parts of Brazil, that is the conloin production that is still to come in. What will happen 6 months from now, I'm not very sure. But at the moment, it looks pretty, bullish.
Okay. And so, as you said, that our instant coffee order book is full, but you are also, running at a full, maybe almost at an optimum utilization. So, what kind of growth we can assume in the instant coffee side in FY24?
See, there the thing is, see, like this. Now, we are also Vietnam and all that. We have got, differentiated blends, single origin blends, decaf, those kinds of things, opportunities are there, which we are sort of, capitalizing on. Well, overall, as I mentioned, our order book is full. Some of these levers are there for us to commercialize and exploit further.
Okay. And so in FY23 itself, what kind of volume growth we have seen in instant coffee?
So, pretty much, even in the past year, our factories were almost running at full capacity. The same quantity, maybe about 4 or 5% higher than the previous year, but largely the factories have been running at full capacity.
Okay, and so you also mentioned that we are also witnessing a recovery in the freeze dried premium coffee, right?
Yes.
So is it a particular geography that you are witnessing, or is the demand across the globe?
Yeah, across the globe. And but you must remember the largest consumer of freeze dried is Russia. So I think there are freeze is at the moment pretty much in the demand space. So but other parts of the world also where there is a requirement of freeze, they also seem to be asking, obviously, because there have been some facilities that have actually come off production, so there is a lack of quantities available in the market. So it's a global phenomenon actually.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone now.
Sir, Aniruddha here.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, I have
1 minute. Indicate what was the volume growth in case of 8 o'clock, and how do you see the next 2 year outlook, considering the fears of obviously the inflation fears have now receded, but still the recession fears are still looming large. So how do you see the 8 o'clock next 2 year growth outlook, and what are the key steps that the company has taken to combat any macro headwinds? Yeah, thanks.
So 2 years, we're not able to do, but what we are clearly seeing is 8 o'clock is focusing on, on a lot of innovation and kind of new product developments, which will definitely be standing in good stead. They're also trying to penetrate distribution much more than what was before. So these two are some of the levers which they are using. Of course, they now with the the coffee prices also a little bit easing, we are expecting kind of improvement in the margins over a period of time.
Okay, sure, sir, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star 1. Take a next question from the line of Dinesh from BBG. Please go ahead. Dinesh, your line is unmuted. You may unmute yourself on your device and ask your question. Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone phone now. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star 1. Take the next question from the line of Bhavesh Jain from Enam AMC. Please go ahead. Mr. Bhavesh Jain, your line is unmuted. You may unmute yourself on your device and ask your question. Mr. Bhavesh Jain from Enam AMC, your line is unmuted, sir. Please go and ask your question. Mr. Jain, we are unable to hear you.
Hello.
Please go and ask your question, sir.
Yeah, sir, what are CapEx plans?
No, CapEx, see, we have some ongoing CapEx which on the Starbucks roastery in Kushalnagar, which we are investing. So that will probably come into stream during the next couple of months.
And a lot of other, CapEx that we normally do for enhancing quality, etc. And, in the plantations, for example, putting up new wet milling, machines, etc. So largely around quality, largely around enhancement, as you mentioned, of the Starbucks roastery. So and also capacity debottlenecking in the instant coffee plants. So that's basically the CapEx that we have. I mean, largely the big numbers.
You also have some kind of replanting also in the plantation.
Yes, which is the usual thing that we do, and the fairly large quantum that we spend on that.
Yeah. So CapEx spend roughly will be around 20-25 crores on a steady state basis, and it will, with this CapEx, some of these specific projects would slightly go up.
And anything on instant coffee side, as we are running full at peak?
We are evaluating of what our possibilities are there.
Yeah.
Obviously, we did about a year back on the agglomeration facility for which is majorly meant for Tata consumer requirements in Thane. So these we invested about 25 crores there. So like that, whatever the requirements on a need basis, we are doing it. On a larger size, yes, we are definitely evaluating.
And sir, lastly, on this Arabica prices, you said the availability have increased. So how do you see the prices, Arabica prices, going forward?
Yeah, so Arabica, in my opinion, we've kind of topped out in terms of where the prices could have headed. The crop that we hear of coming in from Brazil seems to be pretty good this year. So I do not see any upsides to it, but I think because demand is also very much there, and you still see consumption going up by 2-2.5-3% in green coffee. I don't think there is a major danger of prices actually going down either. But I would be careful in saying that for the next 6 months, this hypothesis may hold good. Beyond that, we'll have to wait and see how things transpire.
And on 8 o'clock, have they passed on entirely this raw material inflation, the coffee prices inflation, to end consumer?
Not fully, Bhavesh, not fully. Because they normally, it's 8 o'clock is fifth largest, and they in line with competition they have done. But it may not be, see, all these roasters carry typically longer, inventories of raw materials. So not fully passed on. So that's why I said, as the prices ease, they are also, the operating margins will probably improve.
Okay, and anything on the volume outlook, because we are seeing subdued volume over there. 8 o'clock side.
Yeah, see, the issue is what's like this, you know, the point is about 2-3 years, been the post-COVID, what happened, all this pantry filling and all that, the volumes did go up, you know, quite a bit for about 1.5 years. So that when we are comparing to that, there is reduction. But obviously, you know, while we are seeing some growth in the K-cups and, you know, all those, but the bags volumes per se, we are not seeing that kind of a growth. But obviously we'll wait because, you know, 8 o'clock is also putting a lot of efforts on the, you know, innovation and new products in terms of specialty blends. So those will probably be, you know, able to improve the volumes as we go along. They're also focusing on distribution as we tend to do that. So that with that, I think we hopefully the bags volume should improve.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot and all the best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of the question and answer session, and I'd like to turn the call back over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you for attending the call, and hope to see you next time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Aniruddha. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.